of spots around town. So, you know, we about to start the kids foodie channel or something, bro. Because they love pizza and there's plenty of pizza everywhere. We need to take them out to New Haven. Which
do
an episode with Deuce.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I can't wait for him to be old enough and we just be out here. Because that's what we going to do. Nah, just go run up on all the food establishments and make it known that we here.
Yeah.
Shout out to the ladies in the chat, gang gang. Thank you for being here, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Could have been the blackest Super Bowl ever.
It could have been. It could have been. It really could have been. We almost had something to celebrate.
Oh my gosh.
We almost had something to really celebrate this year.
Had it been Detroit versus Baltimore, bro.
I would have loved every minute of it, bro. I knew it wasn't gonna happen. But I would have loved every minute of it.
I was in there pulling for Eminem. I was like, nah, bro, you got all the reason to talk all the junk. I see you, E.
And then
at the end of the game, bro.
Woof.
They haven't had a playoff win since like the 50s.
Bro, listen, man. That's crazy. Yo, I don't know why people doubted San Fran. That's all I'm going to say, bro. They got Chris McCaffrey. I'm going to just go down the names.
Go ahead, yeah.
They got Chris McCaffrey running back. 2 touchdowns last night. They got Deebo. You know what I'm saying? They got Ayuk. The worst person on that offense right now, I feel like, is the quarterback, bro.
Oh.
And not in a bad way. Not, to be honest. But he, you know what I'm saying? He could be better. I'll say it like that. He got him there. Congratulations. But yo, to be honest, dog,
hold up.
That pocket presence, nah.
Hold up. Did we win this game by a field goal, though?
Hey.
Was it by a field goal? Was it not Purdy? Was it the field goal that saved him?
It was a field goal.
Oh, it was
a field goal.
Hmm.
But it was Christian McCaffrey, too. Bro, they were down the whole half.
It was a good game.
They had two
great game.
Detroit had 2 touchdowns in the first half, bro. Yeah, 3 touchdowns, excuse me.
That was my only downside to yesterday, bro.
Yeah.
The fact that game was so amazing.
Yeah, buddy.
And then that Chiefs and Ravens game.
That was horrible.
Ugh.
I'm glad that one was first. I'm glad we got to see a whack game first, bro. Get that shit out the way. Get it out the way. Like he said, there are no more excuses for Lamar Jackson.
There aren't.
There are no more, bro. There are no more, bro.
It's crazy.
Nah.
And I can't even front.
Nah.
Odell was there.
Bro, listen.
He was there. He was trying.
Nah.
He gave it his all, bro.
Nah. They're calling Lamar's performance a choke job. And I get it, bro. I get it.
I was about to ask, how many times has he been in this position?
2 times. This is the second time he's been in this position at least, bro.
I mean, this is not an excuse for him, but
it's like you play hard the game before just to get there, and then you get there, you're just like...
You know what's crazy? I think, and you made point of this earlier, I think the man makes the suit, right?
Yeah.
So, Pat... And the rest of the Chiefs,
hey, listen.
They came in dressed up like champions.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to say, but sometimes it's just that trick of the mind, bro.
Yeah.
I came here to handle business. No disrespect to y'all, because I love y'all Baltimore Ravens. But y'all came in there on that regular street clothes. Uh-huh. Like, nah, this is just another game. But it wasn't another game.
Listen.
This was for the division, bro. And
you blew it. You blew it.
I would have loved to see who else could we have seen there. Let me go back and see who they played last week. Oh, bro. Nah, I would have wanted to see the Texans.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, the people who made it were definitely supposed to make it, bro.
I'm just double checking. Hold up.
Texans were not it.
Let me just double check. Who else did they play right before them?
Don't even matter, bro.
No, come on, bro. Just give me this. Hang on.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember. Like I said, them games for me, bro.
No.
Games for me were just literally in the past. Like once you get to this point, it's like, all right, y'all played y'all asses off. So let's see what you about to do on a big stage. And it's like for you to be doing this twice.
In the conference finals.
You're doing this in the conference finals repeatedly. You're literally choking. Like literally. You threw 1 touchdown.
So
it was a short.
And you could have ran too.
And you could have been running, bro.
You could have been running. You are him, That's what we know you for. Yeah, your college highlights are those.
And now we know you for choking. Because he was making highlights in the NFL too, bro.
He was making highlights this season, he's been doing it all year.
Yeah, so.
So yeah.
He's got to figure it out. Baltimore got to figure it out, bro. Ray Lewis ain't the answer, like we said, bro. Ray Lewis ain't the answer anymore, bro.
Not as your intro. That wasn't it.
You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't it. I will ask. So we just calling it, right? It's Chiefs, Nick. Super Bowl.
I already said it. You already know. Listen.
Chiefs Super Bowl, y'all.
Playoff Pat. That's what I got. I'm not counting the 49ers out, but if Purdy cannot get that arm right and get these passes right, it's a wrap, bro. Hey, Christian McCaffrey gonna score his two or three.
We here do not want to tell you or sound like we're telling you what to do, right? But
or do we?
If you are in a household with your spouse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Super Bowl is coming up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't y'all think it would be wise for one person to bet one party and the other person to do the other?
Listen.
I'm just saying, just give it some thought, you know, because that's what all these betting apps are for. And they literally be asking you to do it every week. Like, yo, pull up.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Y'all could all, somebody could
put
win.
Put it out. 25 down.
Let's go. You take the over, I'll take the under.
It's that simple.
Split the parlay up, too. We're going to do complete opposite parlays.
Let's go. I'm going to do these bets.
$50 max. Let's get it.
You take this team. I'm going to take this team.
Crazy.
But I don't understand why most of us don't follow through. Hey, whatever.
I don't know, man.
I know these are rough times and whatever, but I'm just saying.
But we got Kansas City, man, taking it. I really don't have no other. Whenever they get in on this big stage, bro, I'm telling you, they do not.
They show up,
you know what I'm saying? They don't bullshit, so.
Not since that last one. Since the first one, right?
That first one, bro. That first one was the switch. Like, oh, nah.
I mean, and now
I'm not walking off the field like this again.
And now the coach and Taylor Swift are like best friends, so.
Of course. Of course. Bro, listen.
They walked off the field talking about some.
It's because of you. My boy over here catching three touchdowns. Like,
nah. I mean, great topic. Great topic.
Yes, please. Yes.
I mean, do you not show out when you're lady present?
Of course.
What?
You better.
Bruh.
You better, but you're not the only one with your lady present.
Hold up, though. If you are already in a championship caliber, right?
Yeah.
Let's take it off of sports.
Yeah.
Do you remember the times?
Do you remember when we... Go ahead.
All right. Do you remember the dancing, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And game, yep. Right? If we wasn't dancing, impressing people that way,
uh-huh.
We was at a basketball court or something of the sort,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if a particular Joan or uh-huh. your shorty pulled up,
facts.
It was show out time.
Oh, what up? Oh, all right. You brought me a Gatorade?
Give me the ball.
You brought me a Gatorade? All right, bet. Let's hurry up and get off.
What up?
Let's hurry up and get off the court so I can go get this drink, man. Shit. Thirsty.
Pull it up from... Yo, why are you a half court pulling up? Because I can, bro.
You see why? You see why? That's why.
You ain't been making noise all day.
That's your ass. Yeah, talking shit now. Pull up. Yeah, bro. Nah. But no, that's a valid point. And it's like, y'all the new thing. Y'all the big thing. Y'all selling out the stadium now.
Biggest thing in the country.
Selling out the stadium. Yo, what they doing, bro?
They broke NFL numbers each game.
What they doing?
Attendance-wise.
What they doing? Everybody could go and possibly get a picture with Taylor Swift now. That's everybody's belief.
Bro, all I got to do is be in the seat in front of the booth that she's in, yeah. And it's up.
Oh, and I'm in the shot. She left Tokyo for this game, man. Come on.
And I ain't going to front. Whose wife is it that makes the jackets?
What?
On the Chiefs. Somebody's wife makes them varsity jackets.
Oh,
bro,
I don't know.
Them varsity jackets is hard.
Really? Yeah.
She gave one to Klay Thompson. His shit is hard. His shit is the Chiefs, and then it got the Golden State emblem.
Really?
That shit is fire, bro.
Huh.
That shit is fire, yeah. If you could look that up, please.
Nah, that's tough, though.
Oh, man.
I love a good varsity jacket, man. Yo, but that's like the throwback style, bro. Like, when they was coming up, yeah, that was fire. Yeah, these varsity jackets are crazy.
She got it in the bag right now. I'm gonna find Shorty name.
Yeah, we gonna
she doing it. Shout out to Shannon Sharp and Terrell Owens for always giving us great quality content.
Boys.
From the comfort of their homes. I love it.
Yeah. Nah, facts.
I absolutely love it. Shannon, you know, got online yesterday after the games and pretty much just said, let's keep it real. At the end of the day, Taylor bring in more revenue than Beyonce has for the NFL and will. Hold up. Let me see if I got the content, actually.
A valid statement.
Oh. We muted. My bad. Transparency.
No, it's all good.
That's a new base that we can get to. So while y'all talking, stop showing on Taylor Swift, the NFL. Roger Goodell promised those owners, he said, I'm going to turn this into a $25 billion annual revenue. In order to do that, you got to have new sources of revenue. Guess what?
And that was the best one.
Amazon said, we want live events. Yeah. Netflix want live events. They just signed a deal, $5 billion with WWE. What would they play to get a playoff game? YouTube.
That's crazy.
We want live events. What did they play? Yeah. $2.2 billion a year.
That's crazy.
To take over for DirecTV. Y'all need to understand, NFL playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. Y'all talking about start playing Taylor Swift. They said that we not going to start playing Taylor Swift because she's bringing a different demographic and new set of eyeballs.
Different.
Bruh.
Message!
I mean, if you haven't, that's the illest point about it all. As much as we're annoyed by it, like, the revenue for the NFL is up. And you know, I don't even like NFL like that.
Big business.
Yeah, we got our history.
Yeah, no doubt.
And speaking of that, Cam, some news about Cam at, not Cam, Cap just came out too.
Oh, him
possibly, you know.
Bro, that's every year.
Yeah, I know.
They need to stop playing with this man, bro. That's messed up anyway. Yeah, they not. They making him the monkey, bro.
Just go play arena football, bro. Just go play arena football and get busy on him.
Just have some kids and get them right, bro.
But on the topic of cable and all that stuff, like Shannon was saying, it's crazy. It's officially dead. Cable TV is officially dead. As of 2024, YouTube has more viewers and makes more money than Fox News, CNN News, ABC News, Cartoon Network, Discovery Channel, HBO, ESPN, Nickelodeon, etc.
Wow.
Which has led a lot of, like, YouTube creators to, like, you know how many people have been making content for, like, the past 20 years?
Yeah.
These niggas are about to retire.
Nah, hell yeah.
MatPat, I think his name is, from Film Theory and Game Theory and all that stuff. He about to retire.
Word.
He been doing it for that long that it's like, oh, nah, I'm about to pass this off to somebody else.
God damn.
Bro, all my whole life has been nothing but making YouTube content. I mean...
Hey, bro, hey, listen, man. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, though. I ain't gonna lie. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's all I can say. Shit, keep doing that YouTube shit. Because I was just saying that. I was just saying that, too. Like, bro, niggas just need to be content creators. It sucks to say it, but...
Nah, but that's the way that the whole world runs right now.
Yeah.
Anybody that's doing... Not to downplay anybody else, bro.
Nah,
not
never.
To downplay any of us.
Never.
But anybody that's doing something right now and going to the places that they want to go to and creating the things that they want to create is an entrepreneur and a content creator.
Yeah.
In this day and age, there's no way you're not an entrepreneur and content creator.
Yeah.
There's no way. They're like one and the same today.
Entrepreneur and content creator.
You have to promote yourself. Yeah. You have to promote your content or whatever it is that you're selling.
True.
Like, you have to do it. And true. I was going to ask that, but we can save that for next week, where it's like paying for promo is like a regular thing now.
You think so?
Yeah, there's no way not to. Because algorithm-based, you'll never do it organically now.
You don't think so?
Nah, bro. I mean, as if you're a popular person, obviously.
No.
But I'm saying in the realms of getting just off
There's no more going viral without paying for it, is basically exactly. what you're saying.
Yeah.
Unless you really get called out by the right follower mm-hmm. or like by the person who's already mm-hmm. popping or whatever. That's probably the only way you could do it organically, kind of.
All these platforms caught on to it, and now they're saying, no, you got to pay for the check.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to pay, you know, for the validation check, for the blue check.
Yeah.
You got to pay for your stuff to get reposted in certain places on the algorithm.
Yep.
If not, you're just going to stay on the low tier algorithm for lack of better words.
One that nobody could even see anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the same 10 people will see this every day.
Yeah. Type shit.
Oh, go ahead and switch up your schedule. You're going to get up at 5 and post at 6. Okay. You're going to get these bunch of people that you got at 6.
Dude.
And then once you stop, rebuild that again. What are you going to do this time?
Yeah.
So now they're pushing you to be like, all right, bro,
not
I'm gonna
fast.
Pay y'all this 25 to put me on the front page or to put me on one of these sidebars.
Definitely.
Get what I'm saying?
Yep.
The new trick on YouTube is to pay to be a commercial. So your music video is now a commercial.
Oh yeah.
Before you go to the actual video that you're gonna watch.
I see that happen all the time. Yeah, that's dope though. They've been doing that for a minute.
It's a hustle too.
They've been doing that for a
minute. You're gonna get your plaque one way or the other because somebody's gonna let it play for the 30 seconds.
I've let a couple of them play because some of them be hard.
Come
some
on.
Some of them really be hard, bro.
So
yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's literally part of all of this now.
Yeah.
If you're not making content, like me and my girl was just talking about it. Big Dave's Cheese and Steaks in Atlanta, and the owner of Big Dave's, and Pinky, the owner of Slutty Vegan, they're married.
Oh, really?
And the way that they move together, yo, they're fascinating to watch.
Shout out to them.
Because all she does, shout out to Pinky and Dave. They are great. They're always on a magazine cover.
Wow.
They're always opening a new branch somewhere. Like, they just got a new restaurant and signed off for 8, I think he said, out in South Carolina, bro.
Shit.
He's moving his way up the East Coast.
Yeah.
Pinky got her restaurants all over the country.
Yeah.
She got one just put into Atlanta International.
Damn.
Like, you get what
that's
I'm saying?
What's up.
And
yeah,
that's all they do. And then they push entrepreneurs. They just had something posted, I think, over the weekend where she was like, yo, if you really about this entrepreneurship, if you don't got the money to come out, we'll cover your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
How many people? Come on, bro.
I'm out there.
Right? Like,
good looks. Yeah.
Single or moms, yo, we got these supplies, diapers and all this shit. You can go over here and get it. The fact that they do this stuff every day.
Yeah, right.
And make content out of it. You know, this is just our everyday business.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We about to go to an award event tonight, bro.
We does
this. She scratched the Bentley, but guess what? Content now. Here you go. Throw that up there.
Scratch this shit up. We're about to go get the Bentley fixed. Shit expensive as hell. But that's smart, bro.
And I remember I was in Atlanta when both of those restaurants opened, bro.
Yeah, yep.
And to see, what's this, 5 years? 6 years? In the 6 year span, the things that they are doing, it's crazy to me.
Yeah,
and I'm just
tough.
Like, more of that.
That's tough.
That's the type of time everybody needs to be on. That's really talking about doing they own shit.
Yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
It's part of it.
Hell yeah.
But to backtrack a little bit, because you had spoken on not fixing things that don't need to be broken.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the new phone posits? Did you see them?
I didn't really take a good look at them. Let me look at them real quick. Why, what's the deal on them?
You should pull them up real quick.
What's the deal on them?
I'm gonna just turn this around to you real quick. You see the old ones versus the new?
Oh, you're talking about the up-tempos?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. So if y'all don't know what the up-tempos are, these are the sneakers that Scottie Pippen made famous in one of the 2000 seasons or something like that. So, yeah, if you don't know anything about the up-tempos, look them shits up.
And so that's the old
school. What is that, the prototype?
One. Yeah, this is a prototype for the new.
That's what it is. Okay.
Total Foamposite Max.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it say.
Okay, hold on.
Type that in.
Yeah, next. I will.
Cause that, I'm not feeling it. Okay. Like, as a newer sneaker, okay, but it should be its own thing. I'm not really here for it. You want me to just bring it to you, bro?
I mean, no, I don't matter. I'll find it. So these are the classic ones. Yeah, I know these shits right here, but these is crazy. So the old Tim Duncans, that's what we're looking at, y'all. The Total Air Foam Posit Max. Yeah, nah, they still don't have the new picture up here. Just turn it. Let me see what the screen look like, because they... That's the shit with the air going across it?
Yes, bro.
Oh, okay. Nah, say no more. I don't need to see that. All right, them shits are ass. They got memes for the shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not here.
I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, nah, them shits are ass.
I don't know why they had to switch it up on us, bro.
That is crazy. What the hell is that, my boy? See, Nike, bro.
I got you going. Go ahead.
Yo, see, this is the problem with y'all big sneaker companies, right? Y'all literally try and make these sneakers look like a fucking car. Like, you making this shit look like an electric car. Dog, keep the shit how it's supposed to look. Like, or at least, like, this sneaker has the bubble in it. I don't even see the bubble in that one. It probably does have one, but, you know, they're making it the Air Total Max. I'm assuming that it's going to have, like, the Vapor Max bottom, like them weird bubbles and shit. Mm-hmm. So when I look at sneakers like that, I don't really rock with them. But, nah, the thing about these companies, bro, they literally just try and keep going too big. And then you look at the sneaker, and it's like, nah, this shit is ass. Like, nah.
Well, because,
you
know, everybody was doing a chunky thing. Yo, and I figured they...
chunky thing is out.
They tried. Yeah. They could have just kept the original for that.
Yeah.
For all of that.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. But that's my point. I was literally going to say, y'all should have just kept it the vintage look, bro.
I hate it so much, bro.
Because these were crazy. Nah, the Total Air Foam Posit Max was crazy, bro. Gosh, them blue shits were crazy. Them silver shits were crazy, too.
So, I'm going to just let this video speak for itself, right?
Yeah.
I don't really got a great segue for it, because we're not about to talk about this nonsense beef that's going on right now.
Which one, please?
Come on, bro. Get up on your big foot.
You said what?
Get up on your big foot.
No, I don't know.
We can't do that.
No.
But.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, man. Nikki and Meg are going at it. Yeah, but I'm going to just let this play instead. Oh, it's cool.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
That's ridiculous.
I want to hear the beef.
Nah. We go back to the beef later.
Oh, all right.
Because right. It's nonsense, bro. But I do.
Oh, they made this record this song?
Yeah.
About
ladies
what?
And gents and all those in between, we interrupt your Megan and Nikki beef. And by Megan and Nikki beef, I mean Nikki spiraling into what can only be described as a cracked out descent into Dante's fifth circle of hell to bring you this breaking news. The NFL has committed one of the most atrocious hate crimes ever to happen in the history of hate crimes. Mm-hmm. How do I know? I'm black. I grew up in the South and I'm black. I know a hate crime when I see one, and this is one. What was the hate crime they committed, you ask? I will tell you. We could have had the blackest black Super Bowl ever to happen to black America. The Detroit Negroes and the Baltimore Negroes coming together in a Hennessy-filled harmony with Usher as the Avatar halftime performer during Black History Month.
Yeah.
And now I have to sit here and watch 3.5 hours of Kermit the Frog go back and forth with Beaker from the motherfucking Muppets with 14 different Taylor Swift ads in the middle.
I'm dead.
I mean,
hey.
Is she wrong, though?
I mean, no.
Wrong, though.
She's not wrong.
Oh, it would have been beautiful. I'm sorry, not to backtrack.
It would have been fire. Bro, it would have been fire. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
That's all. Let's just not beat around the bush. It would have been fire if it would have been Baltimore and goddamn Detroit, but
I'm
shit
mad
didn't happen. Niggas suck.
That wasn't even a clip that I really wanted to play. Because there's another clip where the young lady, she starts off the video the same way. I love the trolling and how people use other events to get people to watch their videos. Because she started off the video basically saying, I know that y'all want to hear me talk about Meg and Nikki, but do y'all know? And she went on to tell some history that's going on right now, like the fact that a handful of troops from each state or a supporting state of Texas have been sent to Texas because, you know, they're working on changing certain laws and things of that nature. And all this, we talk about distractions all the time.
Yeah, bro, listen.
So the fact that we all focused on the Super Bowl.
Yo.
and this stupid beef, and this is going on real time. Crazy, bro. It's crazy. And I'm really upset at myself for not having a clip in there. You take that reverb off.
I'm over here fucking with Deuce, man. Nah, but that is crazy.
Right? Bro. Like,
that shit is corny.
And there's so much of that happens, and it just be going over our heads. Like, yeah. There's so much news that break out every week that we never get to. Because we so on whatever's pushed to the forefront.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like I said, man, I think it's just it's a lot. And I was talking about distractions today in these game shows, bro. Take a game show, for instance. I watch Deal or No Deal. Think about who are the people who hold the cases. It's all women.
Yeah.
Little dresses, little whatever on. And it's like,
and if you do up there, you
I see the look of these, even the women though. Even
sometimes,
the women.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of the times, even the women, because they're just up there looking like, and it's like, bro, you got to realize the game that they're playing with you, bro. Like, they're literally like, hey, here's the right hand. Y'all not looking at the left hand though. Like, realize the game that they're playing with you. When they sit there and make you these offers on the shit, they're making you do all these dumb challenges. Bro, they're taking it away from you. Like, they're switching the numbers in the cases right now. No.
Hold on, I got it.
just watch that left hand, please, yo. Watch it. Stay away from the distractions.
Stay away from the distractions.
Stay away.
Clean it out. But that's why I love TikTok.
Nicki Minaj.
Because they be trying to expose
Megan Thee Stallion beef is distracting us from.
Ooh.
Surely not the fact that Texas is going up against the federal government with like actual bodies on the fucking ground. Up against the federal border patrol.
Jeez.
And other conservative states have sent thousands of troops in support of Texas.
What the hell?
Surely it can't be a distraction from that. What the fuck? What the fuck? I turned 26 3 weeks ago. Weeks ago.
Bro. Ain't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Right? And it's so fascinating to me that TikTok be the source for a lot of it, where I'm just like, oh, snap, bro. What's happening in America? Like,
bro, people be...
People make full careers out of all the dumb stuff that happens in America.
Ain't that crazy?
Shout out to the one... a white girl, I forget her name, sorry.
My
but
God.
She on her page, all she does is read court transcripts.
Really?
And the way that she be reading them, and you hear people's response to the judge, and you're just like, wow, people are dumb, bro.
You just say anything.
You really in court, like,
no.
What do you need from me?
Don't
I need
talk
you
like
to
that.
Plead. Are you guilty or innocent? What do you think? Like, bro, I don't.
This you know is what? You're guilty. You're going to jail.
Somebody's bro, making crazy. A career off of you doing something dumb like that.
That's
now.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Like, remember, it was just once upon a time, it was strictly just for Bad Boys or cops. It was strictly just for the TV show.
You
cops,
know, everybody loved that show.
Right.
Bro.
And now anybody could be that show. Like, you could start that show tonight if you want to.
Facts.
Like, you be telling me to start my movie reviews. I think, I should.
I'm just going to start walking up to random people and questioning them all shit. I'm going to just ask random trivia questions to people. Like, that's what we doing. Whatever. Be ready
I
for
have
big prizes
for
trivia.
That shit, though.
Yep, I'll have a prize.
I need prizes.
It'll
for
be
that
a
shit.
Dumbass prize, so I'm going to make them pick A or B. One is going to be some dumbass prize, and the other one is going to be, like, you know, some whatever shit. $5 gift card, yeah. Nigga, the one pocket gun had like spaghetti in it and
you
shit.
You get to go to Applebee's.
oh, you picked this pocket here. Here's some spaghetti, some already made spaghetti and meatballs in
Blue
my
chew.
Pocket. You go. Facts. Here's a honey pack for you, man. Have a great night. Have a great night, son. Facts. Facts. Nah, that's tough. But speaking of exposure, excuse me, you said exposing.
Go.
Ooh, I have to just get into this Cat Williams bullshit that I've been seeing, bro.
Sure.
Because to be honest, he's been exposing so many people in this interview, and everybody's been paying so much attention. Shout out to Shannon Sharp one time, bro, because honestly, please hit the clap or something for that. Because honestly, bro, he's getting mad people towards his show even more now because of this Cat Williams interview.
Yeah,
bro.
And all the sauce follows after it, and I love it.
Cat Williams made this show pop crazy because all the sauce, exactly. All the sauce.
I'm here for
just
the
like,
parodies.
And he's
I'm not
here.
Mad at them.
Yeah, all the parodies are great.
Parodies
are great.
Are awesome.
But he brought up Like, big names, bro. He brought up Oprah. It's like, on all the shit that she used to do. Bringing up Diddy is the craziest thing because, you know, Diddy is going through what he's going through. Excuse me.
Brought up Chappelle.
Brought up Steve Harvey. Brought up Ludacris. Like,
Chappelle was the only person to go back at him.
Ludacris went at him, too. The bullshit diss record. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, you're black. Ludacris. Nah, you didn't.
It was soft.
And that was the part that made me upset. If it wasn't true.
It was soft.
If it wasn't true,
yeah.
What's the point of saying anything?
What you making all this stuff
right?
for?
I understood Dave's point of what part of the game is this where you snitching and you messing up other people's money.
Yeah.
And he was only saying that because that the night the interview came out, mm-hmm. his special came out.
Ah, damn.
So you took eyes away from me. To shit on everybody else, and just we all comedians. Just
shit on niggas, yeah. Shit on other comedians, right? That's crazy.
So I could understand that, but Dave, the distractions. They went at him too. Yeah. They went on the show and talked crazy about him. Like, he didn't really say anything too crazy about Dave. He just said, "Do you know how you, what you got to do to get $50 million offered to you?" And I'm like,
bro,
Dave never copped to doing any of the other stuff
come
that you
on.
Said.
Come on.
I was more upset with Marlon popping up. And Marlon, please don't come for me, bro. I ain't got no type of defense against you.
No, Marlon, bring your ass to Waterbury, Connecticut, man.
I ain't got no
man.
Defense versus you, bro.
Shit.
But you stating that it wasn't everybody. No, you didn't have to do that because your family is like comedy royalty mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And they made a foundation where y'all wouldn't have to succumb to any other power when it came to the stuff that y'all wanted to create.
Yeah.
Later on, maybe stuff changed, but I don't think it was even too much. Like, y'all are still the comedy royalty end of the day. Anybody about to tell you you got to put on no dress? Y'all went out and chose to do that. Like, Tyler Perry chose to do it.
You heard, and Kevin Hart chose to not do it.
At the end of the day, everybody's journey is different, but there are
you make your own journey.
There were a lot of folk that got offered to do stuff,
and they made their own journey,
and they journeys went a little different.
They made their own journey.
I mean, one got a BET show now, so I mean that's cool, right? Like,
listen,
have
man.
We seen him act in anything else though? He did have a point there.
Who's that?
The Who? Entertainer. Have you seen him act in anything else?
Talking about Cedric? Nope.
I seen Roscoe's Family Reunion.
That's about it. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
I know. That's about it. Yeah. It wasn't my reunion, y'all, all right? No relation. All right.
That's crazy.
I'm not related to Roscoe Jenkins, all right? I had the name first, all right? That movie came out in 2012 or something.
But I can't recall any other movie, bro.
Mm-mm.
With all three of them
was
on
the Steve Harvey show, right?
That does that count?
Well, I mean, it was a sitcom.
They got that after
sitcom,
King is a comedy.
Oh yeah, true. He wasn't really being too funny in that. He just had his little jokes.
And the funny guys ain't there or on that level no more.
Mm.
Shout out to DL, the truth, bro. I love DL Hughley. That's my nigga. Man. I fucking love DL Hughley.
Man. The
Shout
times.
Out to the King, Bernie.
You know? He was the guy. He was the goat. Bernie was good.
Some of them go.
Yeah. He was the goat.
Him downstairs.
Nah, Bernie was the goat, man. But, yo, man, yeah, but that's crazy with Cat Williams. Like I said, the exposure shit is at an all-time high this year, bro. And it seems like, well, not this year, but
bro,
last
just started,
year
but
into
no, it's
this year.
No, that was this year.
No, I know. I'm just saying, though. But even last year, people were still getting exposed for shit. That's when they exposed the fake aliens and did all
this
extra bullshit. So, yeah, bro. People are clearly coming out of their shows. That's why I say, stack your bread.
But that's the joy of being a 90s baby, right? Yeah. Like, me and my family just talked about this yesterday, I think it was. Fam, as a 90s baby, we are so desensitized, and it's sickening at some points.
100%.
It's sickening, especially to the shit that we probably shouldn't be desensitized to. Mm. But we done watched technology change.
So many times. And that's crazy to think
right?
that, bro.
You remember the big dookie fucking Game Boy, the gray shit?
Of course.
And love crying about batteries dying, nigga.
Love that shit. And then they came out with the rechargeable batteries, and it's like...
Remember they came out with the light for that month?
Oh, yeah. The little light? Hell yeah. Game Boy Color came out after that.
I can make put a camera up here, bro.
And it's dope that you come up with that, because Nintendo has literally had like a piece in every single like everything. 3 years, yep. 2 years, like
since the
Game
80s.
Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy SP, and then there's we off that like
stuff we weren't even around for. The glove was a real thing. The game glove
for
that
real
was a real
that's crazy
thing.
That's crazy.
Nintendo was out here flexing on them at one point in time, bro.
That's crazy.
Going stupid, and I'm sure they got it in the tuck.
Wow.
Coming soon.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be a real glove too. It's gonna be like the Black Power Fist from Boondocks.
Yo, if Nintendo doesn't have their own Oculus or something set up in the future, they're slacking.
Or
because that's the only thing missing. Ooh. Virtual reality, that's Nintendo, cool. Bro.
Facts. I think that would be dope.
That's the only thing
virtual
missing.
Virtual reality Nintendo. Facts.
I'm just saying, everybody else kind of beat them to the punch.
Facts.
But I would purchase both the PS virtual reality and the Nintendo virtual reality sure. And the Oculus separately.
What would be the game on Nintendo virtual reality you would play?
I
got my answer
Mario.
Already. Oh, okay, good. Because I figured we would have the same answer.
Oh, yeah,
answer.
I'm definitely going what, Mario.
What, man? Don't let me be in the Mario
virtual
world.
Virtual reality, Mario?
I want to be in 3D world right now. Yeah, Super Mario 3D world, and I want the cat suit. I need to see what this is like. I need to see what this is like in first person, motherfucker.
Shit,
climbing
yeah.
Climbing up shit.
I'm not going to front.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to front. Yeah. I hate to bring it back there before we go to our next, but... GTA 6 in virtual reality would be kind of hard.
Bro, you probably die in real life playing that shit, no lie.
Yeah, you gotta probably sit still.
You probably would.
Well, like. Disney just came out with a transparent floor. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, they got a floor
for
that
what?
You could walk
oh,
and it
Disney
will keep
World?
You in sitting.
What you
I
mean?
Guess they're gonna implement it elsewhere. They created it. At Disney World
wow.
or and for Disney World.
Wow.
But you know this is about to be sold elsewhere,
yeah.
Bro. It's a floor that can keep you in one spot. And if you wear the virtual reality glasses or right or anything of the sort, mm-hmm. you can travel, but you'll still be in the one spot. The floor itself moves as different little tiny tiles, pixelate.
Like
tiles.
Through your house?
Bro,
what do you
he
mean?
He had it as like a little rug.
Yeah,
it's a black man that created it too. Shout out to him.
And that, wait, time out. So this shit really moves you in real life, though.
As you're standing in place,
yeah,
you can take steps, uh-huh. and the floor will match your steps to keep you in that one spot.
Uh huh.
But you will be moving throughout the virtual reality.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I am so fucking lost
yeah,
right
bro.
Now. So it's like a treadmill, but not a treadmill.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's an actual moving floor. So if you were to decide to make a quick move right, you would be able to
Shit's
make
gonna,
that quick move right.
Oh, that's crazy. I need to see. I need to
yeah,
look this
bro.
Up
I'm
going to
send you the link.
Yeah, send me the link.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I got links for all that.
Send me the link.
But... You know, that time of year is here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's here, baby. You know
I mean,
saying?
I'm going to give it a cheer first.
Yeah, please. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
I
don't know why it's like, yo, bro, I don't
so
know why,
empowering.
But I know why. But I just...
What?
Damn, bro.
It's so empowering.
It is very empowering.
I'm
going to
remind y'all that I am melanated.
Yes.
And the joy of being melanated.
Yes.
Because you don't let me celebrate it any other time of the year.
But who says we can't?
No, because every time that we do,
like that,
it
yeah.
becomes something else.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, they stole
damn.
Juneteenth from us. We don't even, nobody black owns Juneteenth. They purchased it.
That's crazy.
Somebody literally purchased the trademark to Juneteenth.
I hate that, bro. I hate that.
Out of spite, out of, I don't know, but somebody did it.
Wow.
And they weren't black. Wow. So take that. But yeah, Black History Month is here and we about to turn up because we do every Black History
yeah,
Month. We gonna come in here with a new fact every episode. All right, because that's what we
that's
here
what the
for.
Fuck we doing?
Black excellence, baby.
That's it.
All right.
Shit.
You first, because I got some black excellence
yeah.
that was just made the other day.
Uh-huh.
So I put that in the group where I got you.
I bet. So I'm going to just do a classic one. Right. I just pulled this up. I'm going to just do a classic one, bro. We'll talk about, you know, just the civil rights movement a little bit, man, and when it started. So the civil rights movement was an organized effort by Black Americans to end racial discrimination and gain equal rights under the law. It began in the late 1940s and ended in the late 1960s. So think about that timeline, bro. Think about that. We weren't even thought of.
I'm just saying.
What was
they was back there fighting
like, bro,
for civil rights, for the right to be able to drink from the same fountain, bro.
Think about the shit that just happened back then, bro.
And y'all think that the fight is over? How? How could it possibly be?
Still fighting.
How could it possibly be over?
Still fighting since the 1940s.
I mean, I think that kind of speaks to our resilience, though, which is 100%. Crazy because they went out there, they marched. We just had another march that doesn't get speak up. They just did this recently.
None of ours. Except for that first one that we did.
Yeah. And then
marching on the highway
throughout history, bro. Every year, as you can see here, right, mm-hmm. we do some extra shit or we do things to try to better our improvement in time and stuff like that. But it never gets spoken about the way it should. 100%. And that's what always fascinates me. Like, people really get caught up on the fact that MLK and the I Have a Dream speech was mm-hmm. the speech that really changed everything, when in reality, he had another speech after that where he was talking about, you know, feeling like they're trying to drive the separation. And mm-hmm. he was exposing that the government itself was trying to drive separation more and more. And there's a whole nother speech that kind of pushed them to do what they did to Dr. King at mm-hmm. the end of the day. But that history doesn't get spoken on because it's not the clean cut history that they want you to know.
You know that.
So I just love whenever February pops up again, because now it's like, oh, no, I got facts for you every day.
Know it.
I love going to work. I'm like, here. What do you want to hear about today, bro?
Let's have a conversation.
What do you want to know?
For real.
Huh? Malcolm. I love Malcolm. We can talk about Malcolm. You know Marcus? You know Mr. Garvey?
I'm saying.
Do y'all know? You know Angela Davis? Her birthday was last week. Shout out to her.
You don't know.
Yeah, I just...
No,
our history is so potent, and they try to minimalize it to a month. Shout out to Morgan Freeman for that one statement that he said, not for everything else that he does, but he had stated that it shouldn't be subjected to just this one month.
Bro. Yeah, 100%. Like,
I'm a celebrate every day, but every definitely during February, because I've been programmed to do so since the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn up.
Yes, sir. Big Kente cloth, you heard?
And speaking of turning up.
Unjambo, my brother.
Unjambo.
You know what I'm saying?
Aaron Jackson learned to speed skate on ice 4 months before the Olympics and came in first place, making history for the first Black woman to hold this gold medal title.
Wow.
Black Girl Magic.
Black History girl magic. Black girl magic.
Yeah, I love it, bro. 2 days. Well, how many more days before we got to go in February? How many days we got
two
left?
2 days.
2 days?
It's 31 days in January.
So...
yeah, we out of here.
3 days before February, she made history.
Next week when she did
that. Yeah, she did that. Congratulations.
Shout out to her, man.
Go ahead, Aaron Jackson.
Shout out to her. That's fire, man.
Yeah, man.
I love Black History Facts, man. So we're going to have some good ones for y'all next week, man. Hey, yo. What up?
Since the topic is here, I got to just keep it.
Let's go.
So during Spanish Heritage Month, we got to do something.
Absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely.
Cool. Shout out every week. Come on, man. We're looking Spanish. Out for everybody.
That's what we do.
Little man's is Spanish.
Little man's is Spanish.
Come on, man.
Waves different. Hair different. I told
Miles
you he cut
Morales
his hair, right?
There, bro. I saw. Broke my heart.
Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy?
You know what's crazy? It is crazy. I went home and I talked to Shorty and I was like, I'm not going to be ready for when he decides that he wants to cut it off.
Listen,
I'm not going to be ready.
7 years,
we're
going
to give it. We're going to give him the space to do that.
Yeah.
But it's going to break my heart.
Yeah.
And I know that she's going to follow along with him.
Yes, sir.
Where I'm like, y'all just both leaving me with the
Yeah.
It's gonna grow back on y'all faster. So it's okay.
Ready. Yeah, no, it's gonna grow back nice. This is already growing back nice.
Okay.
Waves are already spinning crazy 2 days after the cut. So I was telling him today, I said, bro, you black and Puerto Rican, dog. Yeah, you got a lot to you know. Look forward to doing a lot going on.
He said, last time you saw me, D, I was Miles Morales. This week, I'm Dante.
No, I'm saying?
My name is Dwayne.
Facts. My name's Demir. Facts. Damn.
What else we got going on? I'm trying to see if I had any more black facts, more black history going on. Ayo, shout out to Jess Hilarious for actually confirming that she is the new host of The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, they confirmed it earlier today.
Jess Hilarious?
Yep.
What, whose spot she taking?
Angie's.
Really?
Yeah, Angie been gone for a minute. They've been doing little casting calls.
I didn't even realize.
And she's been holding it down for a couple of months.
I don't watch them like that.
I don't really watch them either, but shout out to her for 100%. Come up from... Again, I love me and my IG stars, bro. Let's go. Sorry.
Bro.
Y'all come up is amazing.
Stars are born off of IG, clearly.
What is that dude's name? Caleb from Vine? You're a genius, dude. He just comes up with all these different ads and like anime video game content shit. Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, you do all this by yourself. He plays every character.
That's tough.
I love that shit.
That's
King
tough.
Batch. Shout out to you and the way your career went, bro. Mm. You and all these Netflix movies. Shout out to
you're doing
bro.
Your thing, dog.
Yeah, man.
You're doing
I
damn
never
thing.
Thought I was going to like a movie about a serial killer babysitter. I
wow,
just
nuts.
Never thought. So.
That's nuts.
And keep yeah, bro.
That's nuts.
Shout out to all the IG celebrities.
Shout out to them because we
not to call y'all
that,
but
nah, that shit is real.
Yeah, man,
that shit is real, bro. Honestly, like people literally be getting money off this shit,
bro. Again,
more of that,
all that content,
more
they
of that.
Literally made content. You thinking that's the other fascinating part? You thinking that somebody just sitting around,
nah,
because they make these videos? No, bro, hard work and dedication went into all these videos, even if it looks like they was just joking.
Exactly.
They took time out of their day to record it. Like
exactly.
They had to get these people up to record it. Mm. Like
that's a fact.
Y'all be overlooking shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's where the money comes into play. They look at you and see, oh, you took the initiative to create this, and this.
Mm.
So we'll give you this funding. Go make us some more commercials with you just sitting in front of your computer in your bedroom.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Niggas need to get up on that, bro. Niggas really need to get up on that and just start reviewing shit that we got.
The packages. Y'all was just about to say, the opening the packages. Shit. That's all they do.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yo, I can't tell you how many links I drop to people on a regular basis for remote jobs, for links where they can find an app where all they got to do is review, review like their purchases and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or if one of these companies like TikTok sending you some headphones, review the headphones.
Fire. I did a video on these. I'm putting that shit up on the
page. Do it
tomorrow.
Do it and make sure that you tag the company.
Yes.
Tag where you got it from.
Yeah,
all that shit.
Yeah, facts.
You think that it's a waste of time, y'all out there, but it's not.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It really.
It doesn't matter.
It don't.
We need to get that sample right in that shit right there.
Do it again.
It doesn't matter. Facts.
Oh, I'm stealing it from the rack too. We got both of y'all's head.
Yeah, we need that. That's hard. Fire.
I think that's all we really got today. Everything else is kind of crazy. Oh, shout out to SZA for performing at the Grammys.
SZA.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
I don't even watch the award shows no more, bro.
Me neither.
So crazy. Like, the rappers that we want to see in it, they're either too old or they just know what
they're
the fuck going
big
on, bro.
To be there, bro.
Bro, I would love to see Drake, but I understand
He's
Drake's reason, bro. I
yet.
Understand.
I understand his reason.
I understand it. Jay-Z too.
Yep.
Bro, I understand it. And I wouldn't even want to see y'all there because y'all doing a performance. Y'all are forced almost. Like, it's a forced action, bro.
Is Jay doing a Super Bowl, though? Before the end of his career?
Not if the Jets ain't in it.
Really?
He going to do it in New York. It's got to be in New York, bro. It's got to be in New York.
And Giants don't play in New York no more?
Giants play, but the Giants are ass. What you mean? They,
true.
They're never going to be on that stage.
I love
no
y'all.
Disrespect, but y'all suck.
Yeah, man.
It's all good. It is what it is. Patriots
get a
suck,
black
too.
Quarterback.
That's my team, all right? Patriots suck, too. Yeah, we got a black coach, so we're going to be all right next year. Let's go.
All right, two quick things.
Let's go.
For those eating Cheerios, chemicals that may cause cancer and fertility, widespread in packaged products like Cheerios report.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not the Cheerios.
It's crazy.
Hold up.
Damn.
I need to get up on them chicken Cheerios. What are you talking about? What?
Not the Cheerios.
Also on that list, they just got recalled. I'm trying to find it. Yo,
the
Robitussin, nationwide recall due to microbial contamination.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy out here.
I'm glad.
I'm just sorry.
When did I take Robitussin last? Just gave him some Robitussin. Not that one day. That's you. Never again. Never again.
You're having too much fun with these effects.
Oh, it's a wrap.
You're going to be over
bro,
here now.
Bro, listen. You know spot. If I was on the board.
So
you know,
this is your new spot.
This is how it would have to be, bro. This is how it has to be, bro.
It's crazy.
Listen, I don't understand. It don't have to be like this, but I need somebody
Wayne,
to do
you
that.
You messed up. You done lost your spot,
need
bro.
That.
You done lost your spot,
get ready
Wayne.
To be on the main camera, boy.
All right, yeah. So I got one more dispute, and then we out of here.
All right, let's get
we out of here with greatness.
Let's get it.
Let me make sure I got the clip, because she made me upset again, y'all. She made me upset. I don't know if y'all know who I'm talking about when you hear her voice.
No, I don't. Please. Please.
Hang on.
With your kids.
No. Yeah.
When you have to do the things you have to do as a parent, you know.
At what age? Can you become friends with them?
I'll tell you. Me and my daughter are really tight, as you know.
Yeah.
And her window, when she went in at 13 and became this whole other person, and she emerged at 26.
I have to wait till 26?
Yes, you do.
I think that's right.
22.
Yes, you do.
You
yell at me if you want to, but I believe this is true. You cannot be friends with your kids.
No.
Was that Oprah?
That's Whoopi.
Whoopi. Now I was kind of close.
Whoopi, this Fake is Oprah. The second time Whoopi done got me upset.
What do you mean?
The first time, I get it too.
100%.
But there's no way y'all got me messed up.
Nah.
There is no way I'm not about to be this little boy's best friend. Y'all got me twisted. I'm about to be this little man's best friend when he gets here. He not gonna have no reason to fret anything. He ain't gonna have no reason to feel like he can't come to me with anything, because I felt like that was always the problem. Why I gotta be scared to come to you about anything?
Yeah.
That's usually where the issue lies. Like, bro, because I couldn't turn to you, I had to turn to somebody else out there.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
100%. So it's like, it's ways people think about it, bro. It's like me, I know my kid, bro. Listen, those are my boys right there. Like literally my dogs right there. Those are my best friends for real. Wifey too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like at the end of the day, you know, with kids, it is tough, bro. Because
you're gonna set a boundary.
Exactly. There's boundaries. But yeah, it's so hard to explain
I'm
at
not,
the same
not
time,
being
bro.
Being my kid's friend,
but
bro.
yeah, you're friends. It's like, but you gotta have that respect. Like
exactly.
That line of respect has to be made clear,
mm-hmm.
like straight up. Like, all right, yeah, we can have our little back and forth, little
we can joke,
our little argument, yep. joke, whatever, you
we
know, joke and
fight.
Argument, play fight, all that. But when you hear me put the voice on and I'm telling you to go do this, do that. You establish that quick. And I love that my boys are like that. They
when
got
you
that,
see
bro.
That look
yeah.
from either one of us.
You hear that tone.
You know it's time to cut it out.
Playtime is over. Playtime's over.
Other than go. That, I don't see the issue
yeah.
here.
Yeah, nah, I don't understand why.
Why don't more people try to be friends with their kids?
Yeah, bro. You need that. You need that openness in their life, bro. Because I was never able to be that open with my dad. Granted, like I'm not trying to get into this whole conversation.
No, totally understood.
But it's like at the end of the day, bro, like I love my pops. Like my pops, that's my best friend now. Like at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like as I grew older, I see his path. Like, I see the path that he kind of put me on to get me where I'm at right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like a resent thing or anything ever. Like, you know, I'll go to him and ask him for anything, money, whatever, shit. You know, when you ask, I only say money because, like, when you ask somebody for money, you already know, like,
oh, no, but that's, is, but that's what parents are for, yeah, bro. Right?
Like, guidance, like, help, anything, bro. Like,
and sometimes.
But you got to find that comfort level, too.
That part. And I feel like sometimes, until you find that comfort level, every part of them trying to, like, guide you in the best manner, yeah, but, like, as a parent, is going to seem like some type of, not pressure, but some type of pushback.
Yeah.
Versus it being, oh, no, I'm really looking out for you, yo, yeah, and you should do it this way.
Exactly.
Right? Like, for instance, our last subject for today, like I said, I'm in the mindset that once you become a parent, you are supposed to go harder for your goals so you can prove to your child, mm-hmm, like, that it's all worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah, 100%.
Versus forgetting your own dreams and your own aspirations, yeah, just to make the household function.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've seen a lot of people give up on what they actually wanted to do to make the household function.
Exactly.
Versus, all right, well, now I got the superpower.
Right.
I see myself. I'm going to be productive regardless of the fact. Right. I'm going to make sure you are fed, you have a house over your head, and everything is secure regardless of the fact.
Bro, facts.
So what am I going to do for myself once I'm tired? That's not the excuse. It wasn't the excuse anymore. For the past 18 years.
That don't work anymore. It never has and it never will.
So yeah. That I just prepared
to be even more tired.
That was just a question that came up recently, right, where it's just like, bro, do people, it's all choice, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So do people just literally just be like, well, because now you're here, all this shit goes to the back burner and then I'll never touch it again.
Mm.
Subconsciously, it's just, oh, I haven't even picked up a pen to do some drawing, or I haven't even picked up a camera to go take some pictures. But why?
Yeah.
You could have done that of your children.
Yeah.
You could have made content of your kid. Like,
a lot of people, bro, it's a comfort thing. You know, a lot of people don't do that. I don't post my kids like that.
I'm
not saying that, but, like, period. Like, I don't necessarily put mine out there either like that, because I feel some type of way sometimes, bro, because the world is crazy.
Oh no. But here's an example for you.
Yeah.
I know how much you love your boys.
Yeah.
Make them a tag.
Yeah.
Make them one of your tags.
Facts.
They'd be one of your drops.
Nah, facts.
Like, no. Then they hear it on a regular basis when they out or they see you working, and it's like, oh,
That's me.
That's, you feel what I'm saying?
Bro, I did that with my nephew, too, and I'm mad I lost the file since then, bro, because he's 16 now, balling for Holy Cross. Shout out him, bro. Always in the newspaper and shit, man.
Yeah. Shout out to him and shout out to him, Holy Cross Crusaders.
I went to Wilby, but I'm a Crusader right now, bro. So my boys get in high school, so it's all good, man. Shout out them, bro. But yeah, I fuck with shit like that, because if I would have had that, and he probably would have heard it and been like, damn, shit sound familiar. Like, that's familiar. He was 2 years old.
You still got plenty of time with yours.
Oh yeah, I know, bro. So, and I got them recording everything, bro. These boys love being on the mic, bro. They wanted to come down here already, but they touch too much, man. They touch too much.
We'll have a good show at some point.
Yeah, they're gonna have to get a whole different mixer and everything. Y'all get y'all kids.
Now, I ain't even gonna front. My cousin put me on game. She got a whole little I don't want to call it a network, but she got her YouTube channel up right now where it's her following her daughters in their cheerleading career.
Oh,
and
that's fire.
It is, bro. And that's what a great way to keep things fresh, keep on your toes. Court, put this
100%
here, set this up over here. I got that recording. I could do whatever business I need to do 100%. On the side. While y'all doing y'all practice.
Yeah.
We get home, set up everything for dinner, bed, blah, blah, blah.
Bro,
I'll make this content later.
Fire.
You get what I'm saying?
Once y'all go to sleep, I'm gonna be in the lab. Fire.
And that's I know that we're a step away from that. That's the part that gets me every week.
We
are literally
I'm just figuring away. Trust me, I'm figuring it out. I'm working on it, yo. Because once I figure it out, done.
That part.
Done.
Hey, yo, Patreon coming soon, by the way.
Yeah, bro.
Because I know that y'all are watching and y'all love us and y'all support us.
Let's go.
Why not for like $2 a month? help this thing
or whatever you function, want, man.
Whatever it is that you feel like donating. You feel me?
Whatever the hell you want.
Plus, the subscription will be $2 a month.
Two bucks. Come on,
I can afford that. I got that shit in dimes, pennies, quarters at right now.
Come on, man. I'm just saying.
$2, man, and I'm broke.
But with that being said,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's been another episode of the Fix Your Crown Pod.
Fix it.
What's your boy Doucet? Big Ron.
Big.
Gifted Power 203.
Power 203 FM, baby.
You got anything coming up?
Yeah, this Friday I'll be at Central Square for the karaoke and comedy, man. Get there early, man. Show starts at 8. We're doing some funny-ass comedy. Then the karaoke goes from 10 to 2, man. So make sure you pull up. I'm going to be in there spinning tunes. Young Kells will probably be up in there with me, man. So you already know we're going to have a vibe. T.Y., J.O., everybody, the whole fam. Shout out to everybody who puts in that work down there at Central Square because y'all do a great job, man. And we appreciate y'all. Keep more of that.
It's more of that. All you, man. I'm trying to get me all the shirts.
I want a Central Square shirt. Yeah. Between that one and there's another one, like you're supposed to be here or something
that. You made it here.
I want it. I need both.
Heard.
We'll put a medium or a small, bro. Either one. Yeah, please.
We'll put the word in.
That's it? That's all you got coming up?
And yeah, as far as that right now, and then the House of Poets, Museum of Poets. I don't know why
I always want to say House of Poets, like House of Goats.
Footage looks fire. Go check it out on IG, Museum of Poets.
Museum of Poets is going to be fire on February 26th. So it's the last Sunday in February or something like that. It's the 20th. The last Sunday in February. Go on Eventbrite. Get your tickets now while they last. It's going to be dope. We had to cancel it this past weekend because of the weather in Mass. But this February, the last Sunday in February.
That was God looking out.
Yeah, he was looking out, bro. I don't know how bad it was in Mass, but
nah, that was God looking out. I treated it like a snow
day. Yeah, I treated it like a snow day. But
that shit looked fire, bro.
Unfortunately, a couple of the performers already said that they can't make it to the next one, but we gonna book some more dope time. Shout out Fly Ride, shout out Amanda Shea, man. Shout out the whole gang who got it together, Museum of Poets, man. And it's gonna be a good one in Mass. We coming to Mass, baby. We coming to Mass.
The aesthetics alone is more than reason to go. I'm saying the aesthetics alone. If y'all here for the bright things and the photo walls and things of that nature, y'all need to make y'all way down to this event.
The last one we did in Hartford was fire. We turned that shit out, bro, and that shit was dope. Dope exhibits, dope. It was probably like 20 different spots where you could take your picture, and it doesn't even have to be that big. It's like this room could fit probably like 10 different scenes.
Don't give them the sauce because we about to do this.
Listen, we about to do this. Listen, you know what? It's crazy that we said don't give them the sauce, bro.
Oh no, we're gonna give them the sauce later on.
No. I'm not saying you, but yo, it's so crazy because it's like, bro, not for nothing, niggas be gatekeeping.
Oh yeah.
And not in a bad way, bro. Because it's like, it's so much shit that, yeah, should be out now, but should it really be out?
Saying,
like,
I just want to get us established first. Yeah, bro. And then we'll share the reap.
I know. 100%. I'm not giving no sauce, bro. I'm not giving none just yet. But I want to see. But yo, if somebody could do it in Waterbury before us, bro, I'm all for that.
And if
I'm
literally
all for that, bro.
And if you're willing to come to the show and share the sauce, come.
Please.
Share the sauce.
Please.
We are a sauce pan.
Please, we are a saucepan.
In the kitchen.
Pull up.
And I'm whipping.
Give us the sauce. We're going to have some people in here, man.
Season on
us
that chicken.
Some. That's fire. Good Lord. Get this man back in the studio, y'all. Get this man back in the studio. This motherfucker be playing around. Get him back in the studio.
All right. And with that being said, smoke pot, eat twat, smile a lot.
Yeah.
It's your boy, the only cane that still remains. Your friendly neighborhood Goku wants you to be greater than you do. Watch the universe be better than your experiences. And the idea is to be the goal, not competition. Again, smoke pot, eat twat, smile out. Be fucking great. Fix your fucking crowd.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Bye now. Bye.
Music. Yeah.